This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
You got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in time to govern.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete. We're scum because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want, and what God wants to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of their character, of their actions and deeds. So I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. But I care about your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists. And they want to kill you. And they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside. And I say we come together and we beat these people. And we smash their technocracy. And we build the future together. And we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. I am a human supremacist. That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they try to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells and turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about.
At a 2019 food conference where topics included whether humans were too selfish to live sustainably, an economist suggested cannibalism could be a viable solution for climate change, and that we could start off by eating our pets. School of Economics professor Magnus Söderlund says that eating human meat from the dead might help save the human race, and that we could overcome the taboos against eating each other by simply trying it out. And today, a new company is boasting their lab-grown artisanal salami derived from human flesh. And several articles normalizing cannibalism have recently been published by the mainstream media. The Wikipedia page leads with the benefits of cannibalism, where it says, in environments where food availability is constrained, individuals can receive extra nutrition and energy if they use other conspecific individuals as an additional food source. This would in turn increase the survival rate of the cannibal and thus provide an evolutionary advantage in environments where food is scarce. This may be true when there are no other food options, but when there are, it is never favorable for any species. Cannibals are at risk of related diseases, such as Kuru disease, similar to mad cow disease, a neurological prion disease caused by cannibalistic consumption. And when there are other food options, cannibalism will always be the most challenging. Studies show that cannibals tend to eat the young because it is the easiest, and they tend to hunt outside their own gene pool as a way of decreasing the competition. Cannibals are constantly at war with their own species, and animals have evolved various protections against this barbarism. Cannibalism is the ultimate expression of barbarism, the absence of civilization and culture, extreme cruelty. One could argue that the whole purpose of civilization is to increase the amount of food available to keep humanity from turning to cannibalism. Because who on earth wants barbarism over civility and compassion? The New York Times published a piece entitled, A Taste for Cannibalism, and they promoted it by tweeting, "Cannibalism has a time and a place. Some recent books, films, and shows suggest that the time is now." The article promotes a list of recent movies and shows about cannibalism, suggesting that perhaps we should all take the cue and give it a go, as if pop culture decides the destiny of mankind. And maybe it does. There is definitely a herd mentality that finds comfort in blind obedience. and will do whatever they are told by the authoritative state emerging from the shadows. And the mainstream narrative is now normalizing cannibalism. So that's what is coming if we continue accepting their offers. It will be like the film Soylent Green, which was set in 2022, or like the film Cloud Atlas, wherein a dystopian government processes the dead into food to feed the wretched masses. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way.
Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States.
United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions to let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon, I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Now you know the rest of the story.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What a historic time to be alive. While the globalists are trying to take over our society and our civilization, but humanity is awakening and fighting back. Ryan in North Dakota, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Oh, man, that's just crazy. How are we all doing?
All right, tell me about it. I was reading about this on the Fox article. I was talking about the raid on Donald Trump, and it said that they were bringing in a safe cracker, and when they opened it up, they found nothing in there.
I saw that report as well. I mean, the president owns his papers. This is all just made up crap. It's Joe Biden and his son selling us out to China and Ukraine and Russia.
Exactly. And with us being sold out, it's like now they're trying to shut him down from running for president. And we all know Donald Trump is one of the best presidents in the United States, getting us back on our feet, bringing back jobs, and also starting the Keystone Pipeline, which brought millions of jobs back to the American people. We're at an all-time low.
Yeah, his only big failure was going along with a poison shot. And I'm so glad Bolsonaro's come out against it. So is DeSantis. Trump needs to do that. But regardless, the deep state hates his guts.
They do. And they are doing this. I mean, and this coup that the Democratic Party has going is wanting at nothing to stop him from running for president. Because we all know that they're in a corner, right? Being cornered. And we're coming back hard. We're going to do some big time.
Beautiful, Ryan. Thank you for the call, brother. Let's talk to Raul in California. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing, brother?
Good. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, this whole raid on Trump is ridiculously absurd. It's, I feel like they're raiding me. I have a couple ideas to fix this nation. One is it's gonna have to take place in the county levels. Right now, the state and the federal government has actually not done their job in taking care of us. So therefore, we must divorce them. So therefore, multiple cities within states will actually get together and fill out a petition to say, you know what, actually, articles of separation from the county, saying we're not gonna be part of this county. We're gonna form our own county.
No, I mean, I think the legislatures and governors and counties to say, we don't recognize the Democrats that have hijacked the country in a coup. I think you're absolutely right. This country's being taken over. This is them trying to cement the coup they had 2 years ago with the election theft. You are 100% right, Raul.
We need to establish a third Continental Congress because we had two Continental Congresses during the Civil War. So now I feel we're in war right now, and we got to establish a third Continental Congress. The minute we do that, it destroys the current government we have right now. And the delegates that could be running this Continental Congress are all the patriots that have talked out against the elections, against...
Well, that's why I said they should start impeachment, even though they don't have the votes, because it creates a bully pulpit to expose Biden.
And I feel that the two top dogs that will run the Continental Congress will be DeSantis and Trump. They will be the top dogs to run up their Continental Congress, and the left better, they better not do anything to Trump, because the minute they do that, the third Continental Congress will be established, and with that, their power becomes void. And the
You're right. We need a new Continental Congress. Not a new civil war, but the states announcing the federal government's illegitimate and reconvening America. That's the answer. Great idea, Raul. Amazing. Daryl in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to speak to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you.
I just, you know, I wanted to comment on the Trump raid, obviously, completely ridiculous. And what they're doing is, you know, they're just trying to put more media propaganda out to have people have a negative connotation of Trump. Not that he was the greatest, you know, and the best and the most perfect president ever. Obviously, there was the things that could have been done differently. But the real reason why I wanted to call is I think there's a gentleman that you should maybe have on your show. His name is Alex Epstein. Alex Epstein, no relation to Jeffrey that I'm aware of. And he wrote a book called Fossil Future, and it's about the case for fossil fuels. And he brings a lot of good statistics and things that are not being talked about.
Well, sir, we have enough clean burning coal to run all industrial society at current rates for 5,000 years. And all it puts out is carbon dioxide that's ancient carbon locked in the earth that made the earth grow better. If they triple carbon dioxide, there's more oxygen, humans live longer, plants are bigger and healthier, animals are healthier. They know this. And they are literally listing a life-giving gas as bad.
Yes. And another thing, you had a couple callers on earlier about what do we do. And I just wanted to talk about what they're doing, even at the most local levels with weaponizing this climate change thing. I live in an area here in New York where now they have banned the use of the equipment that I sell. I sell commercial power equipment. And, oh, we have to go to battery. And they premise the whole thing on, quote-unquote, pollution. And then, oh, no, wait, no, it's noise. Oh, no, now it's back to pollution. And they come up with false statistics.
Meanwhile, China and Mexico and India and 100 other countries have zero cuts. It's designed to shut us down. It's called seeds. God bless you, brother. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Florida. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, the man, the myth, the legend. You are a hard man to reach. And that's half the reason I'm calling. Of all the shows you've been on, you've been on Rogan, you've been on Tim Pool, you've been on Steven Crowder. Their most popular shows, right, have you in them? Like, if it says Alex Jones, any of those names, boom, top five viewers instantly. You are the product that is always in stock at InfoWars.com, right? I would love to see, and I guarantee you other folks would pay for, content with you behind a paywall, whether it's phone calls, whether it's a roundtable with, like, you say, you, Barnes, Owen Schroyer, etc.
No, we're probably going to launch a subscriber base deal. I just have this thing where I want to put it out for everybody, and that's what we're trying to do. But I hear you. I'd rather just sell products and stay on the air for everybody and be on all these radio and TV stations. But I hear you, brother. That's one thing we're looking at. I just instinctively, I don't like charging for the content because there's enough ads on it. But we could do commercial-free podcasts or a subscriber, which is amazing, but then you're kind of preaching to the choir. You see what I mean?
Kind of, but at the same time, yes, just that candidness. The candidness is the reason that you were so popular in all those shows. I got to see Alex Jones relaxed, hanging out, smoking with some Joe, whiskey, just hanging out, talking, right? And that could be the product you're selling. You don't have to censor information from the public, right? Like not give it out for free. You could just have the subscriber base, the folks who've been with. I've been with you for 15 years, right?
We love you.
Spent thousands of dollars with you, and hey, thank you. Love you too. Don't want to see you go away, and
brother. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. I've spent almost everything I got. I'm down to a couple cars and a house. I sold my nice fancy house I bought as an investment. I'm not against wealth. I think it's great for everybody, but we are maxed out. We need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need people to get signed copies of The Great Reset, The War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. But great ideas. Thank you so much, Sean. All right, Jefferson and so many others, Irene, Carlos, Ventura, Mark, Eric, John, Ty, your calls are all coming up in the next 30-plus minutes, and then the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then weekday mornings, 11 a.m., we kick off our own broadcast, and, of course, American Journal, 8 a.m. every day with the great Harrison Smith and all the really killer guests he has on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light.
You push them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That Hawaii 5-0 intro on this live Tuesday, August 9th, 2022 transmission.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to sound like Judge Gamble on you, but just because you believe something's true doesn't make it true. Does that sound like an echo?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you that Robert Barnes needs to be contacted on this Jamaican thing. Chapter 2, Article 3C of the Jamaican Constitution says that Kamala Harris is a Jamaican citizen at birth. I don't think Robert Barnes is aware of this. If he were aware of it, he would understand that she would be at best a dual citizen at birth, so she can't be a natural-born citizen of the United States. Just make him aware that she, under the Constitution of Jamaica, is a Jamaican citizen. Chapter 2, Article 3C.
Well, I mean, she's obviously a puppet, so what does it matter at the end of the day, Jefferson?
Well, it means under Title 18, 242, they're all in violation of their oath under the Constitution. Please, just bring this to Robert Barnes' attention.
I will, brother. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Big fan over here, brother.
God bless you.
I just want to let you know that you are a spiritual leader in this fight that is happening right now. I want you to know that they can take everything from you, but they will never take your essence, your truth, and what you stand for. They're coming at you full swing because you were onto something. They would not be wasting all this money on trying to deplatform you and slander you if there was absolutely nothing behind what you say. And I just want to encourage all your listeners to buy stickers. You have stickers for like a 100 pack stickers for like $10. Buy stickers, paste them everywhere around your city, everywhere that you can find. Spread the word because, you know, social media is going to censor it. So one of the only ways to spread the InfoWars logo and awareness of what is happening is through, you know, brand representation through merch and stickers and things like that.
No, you're right. We're going into tyranny, and InfoWars is a focal point and a symbol of the resistance. That's why they want to shut it down. Thank you, Mark. Let's talk to Irene in Canada, or no, Florida. No, Carlos is in Canada. Irene in Florida, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
A privilege and a pleasure talking to you, brother.
It's nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say two things. One, that I am from an immigrant family, and as a little girl, when I learned about America and the Constitution, I have grown to love it like I was born here. But it is so sad to see how people are spitting in the glory of this country. It is very disheartening, to be honest with you. And another thing I want to say is I want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I've followed you for years. I'm actually a nurse, so I listen to you a lot during nighttime when my patients are sleeping. So I just want to thank you for absolutely everything that you're doing and the truth that you're bringing to the people. And another thing I want to say is with this thing yesterday, I'm just worried, you know, that they're going to plant some information in there on Mar-a-Lago and try to get Trump for something that he didn't even do. You know, that's
oh, you think these criminals might frame somebody? Absolutely, Irene. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's, you know, and like I said, you know, I come from a country that's real, real corrupt. So I know what corrupt is, and it's so sad to see, you know, of course, no country is perfect, but what happened yesterday, I felt like it was the end of our republic, to be honest with you, Alex.
I agree. It's us turning into a third world country. Thank you so much. Now let's go to Canada. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I had the pleasure to see the documentary, Alex's War. And I feel I've gotten to know you better, and I recommend a lot of people get to see the documentary. It's very well done. Alex, I'm going to be making some very important phone calls the next few weeks because I believe that the time has come. I'm a scientist by training, but, you know, a lot of scientists who know better are not coming forth, I think, in large measure because they worry about their funding and they worry about their future. I'm past that age, but I am capable of dealing with many of the subjects that are dealt with. One of the ones that have been hidden from you and from the public, and particularly worldwide, is the idea of why the carbon emphasis on CO2 and the emphasis on the carbon footprint and the gardening of hydrocarbons in particular. Do you know why, Alex?
Tell us.
Well, I'm going to tell you because they're not telling you, okay? If you look at the technology, which is very well the future in the fourth industrial revolution, if you're thinking like the World Economic Forum people would have thought, or capitalists that are, you know, bent with greed until they no longer see what's good for them, the primary material that is used in 3D printing is carbon, carbon fiber, carbon polycarbons, carbons in the large molecules and plastics. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. So they want a total claim on all manufacturing.
They want to control it. Russia, of course, is a prime target, of course, because of the wealth of the nation and the size of it. That's not important. What's important is that they're trying to garner and to make sure that the use of carbon is controlled by them. Just like once they tried to control uranium as a source of energy. And who controls energy controls the world. You know that. Money is secondary. Based on that, I would like to talk to you about the second thing, which I mentioned as a call, was the fact that President Trump is in the most serious mortal danger in his life, and he should be protected. I'll tell you why. There is a very good reason why if President Trump is killed, the American people would unite against the killer. And the killer can be made to look like Iran for his involvement in the killing.
That's right. They're hyping up that Iran's going to kill Trump. They'll use that as a cover.
Correct. And the cover is clear. A man plays golf, a little, drone made in Iran. Of course, it was made in whatever, Middle Eastern country can make good drones, but they can have them knocked off. And then, of course, they have enough of these agents infiltrated at the all government levels to be able to control the narrative much, much better than when Kennedy was assassinated. And that is the reason why I believe President Trump, we should be concern about him, talk about the possibilities of how he could be assassinated and how he could be covered up, make that exposed. And the reason why they went after him so soon after you is because they tried to shut InfoWars down in the courtrooms and they failed. So then they are desperate. They're moving on to the second stage. And finally, and this is why I believe from here to November, President Trump should be very, very guarded.
I hear you. Thank you so much for the call, brother. Owen Schroyer is coming up at 3 p.m. in the War Room. It's such a historic time. I want to thank listeners for keeping us on air. We need funding now more than ever. Please get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Please get Body Sculpt Tumor Formula. Please get a signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World as a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com. Please spread the word about the articles and the videos. Please get Vaso Beats. Please get X2. Please get Ultra 12. It's so amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. You've done incredible jobs. I actually feel embarrassed coming to you, asking you to keep in the fight, but I'm not embarrassed of the victories we've had together. The world is so ready for the truth right now. So now more than ever is the time to support the InfoWar. Share the articles, share the videos, share the reports from Bandai Video and InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and know you are changing the world. We are changing the world together. What a broadcast today. Stephen Bannon, Robert Barnes, Roger Stone, all laying out the facts of what was really going on. People are understanding the New World Order attack. They're understanding the Great Reset. They are coming together. It is an amazing time to be alive. So thank you all for your support. We got some key reports coming up. And then Owen Schroyer and the War Room at InfoWars.com/show. All these broadcasts are key. Owen is on fire. So is Harrison Smith. I want to salute the crew. Critical information straight ahead in the final segment. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11, and they're still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%, so they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem, because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which will cause a tsunami of economic destruction throughout the EU and the world. And the German government is letting it happen. They could leave some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting it all down by the end of this year to stay green. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that it is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Societies have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy, starting from wood, the least clean and efficient, and moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now, nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This new Green Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's Great Reset. These elite bloodlines want a new cashless society, but one more like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year for as often as they want. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees. After being deleted by YouTube and social media in 2018, most people did nothing to defend Alex Jones or InfoWars. Instead, they obediently learned the new rules and rationalized their submission as a necessary evil. As a result, things have only gotten worse for everyone, and without any recourse, they are about to get much worse. Alex Jones is now patient zero for America's new de facto justice system, brought to you by the fear, complacency, and inaction of the people. Because we take it, here's how we can all expect to now be treated. Even though Jones never mentioned their name and the parents never sought a retraction, Alex Jones is being sued for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress by parents of children who were murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The rest of the plaintiffs are federal agents, and the legal team is comprised of highly politicized members of the anti-gun lobby who have admitted their intention is to silence Alex Jones. So with this new precedent, if you dare question the official narrative, say, for example, the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, then someone can sue you into oblivion for emotional distress. But it only gets worse. The plaintiffs claim that Alex Jones was the perpetrator of the Sandy Hook crisis actor conspiracy theory, which is demonstrably false. After all the censorship and deleted videos, one can still find hours and hours of video content compiled from hundreds of sources, all questioning the official narrative of Sandy Hook. It was arguably the most discussed conspiracy theory since 9/11. And over the course of 7 years, Alex Jones spent less than 30 minutes discussing it. We know this because it's all part of the public record. But these radical judges do not care about evidence.
I am not currently representing Alex Jones, so I am free to speak my mind. They're already, apparently I've heard, that the plaintiff's lawyers are complaining about me speaking out about the case. That's how corrupt these plaintiff's lawyers are. They're political hacks standing on the bodies of dead kids to line their pockets and take away other people's political rights. And I find it disgusting what they've done. And so, but in this particular context, Jones has produced more discovery than anybody. I can't find anyone that's produced more discovery than he is, and yet they pretended that he didn't. Why? Because they built their whole case on a big lie.
Both Judge Gamble in Texas and Judge Bellis in Connecticut have found Alex Jones guilty without ever holding a trial or hearing any evidence, which is worse treatment than anyone has ever gotten in America, including Charles Manson and Al Capone. And their excuse for this abomination of justice is they claim that Jones failed to provide them with the incriminating evidence that they imagine must exist. Whatever that mysterious, unspecified evidence is, both judges have stripped Jones of his First Amendment right, but Judge Gamble has gone much further. Judge Maya Gamble comes from CPS, who has been exposed for human trafficking and working with pedophiles. Gamble helped publish CPS propaganda praising the state's authority and advising parents that it's normal for their children to lie about being abused in foster care. In the Alex Jones case, Judge Gamble has ordered that the words First Amendment and free speech cannot be used by Alex Jones, his witnesses, or even his lawyers. He is not allowed to defend himself. Judge Gamble has instructed that the jury is not allowed to hear about the emotional trauma caused by the mass murderer who killed the children. They are only allowed to hear how their trauma was caused by the words of Alex Jones. And during jury selection, not a single juror thought the media has ever treated Alex Jones or InfoWars unfairly. And any juror who questioned the $100 million amount casually discussed by the plaintiff's lawyers were kicked off the jury. Alex Jones was canceled from social media in 2018 and is now being canceled from the U.S. Bill of Rights and Constitution. And because of our complacency, everyone else is next. And in case you were wondering, the way we used to do justice was a thing called innocent until proven guilty. It relied upon the burden of proof, and it was pretty good. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.